housing starts jumped 19% in June. The margin of error is almost 16 points. The Census Bureau reported housing starts up 19% in June, and reported in the same sentence that the margin of error is almost 16 points. Three other headline numbers in the report carry an asterisk, meaning census cannot tell whether they moved at all. The simple version. The Census Bureau and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, reported this morning that privately owned housing starts ran at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1,427,000 in June. That is 19.0% above May. The figure census published next to it in the same sentence is plus or minus 15.9%. That second number is the part that matters. It means census is 90% confident the true change was somewhere between 3.1% and 34.9%. The report says starts rose. It does not say by how much, and the honest version of the headline is a range wide enough to drive a construction crew through. The numbers. Housing starts ran at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1,427,000 in June, up 19.0% plus, or minus 15.9% from the revised May estimate of 1,199,000 U.S. Census Bureau and HUD, New Residential Construction, June 2026, release CB26-119, July 17, 2026. Against June 2025, starts were up 3.5% plus, or minus 14.3%. Census marks that figure with an asterisk, meaning the 90% confidence interval includes zero, so there is insufficient statistical evidence to conclude the change is different from zero census and HUD. Single-family starts ran at 895,000, down 0.2% plus, or minus 10.2% from May. That figure carries the same asterisk census and HUD. Starts in buildings with 5 units or more ran at 513,000, up 76.3% plus, or minus 66.8% from May's 291,000 census and HUD. Building permits ran at 1,367,000, down 3.0% from May, and down 2.3% from June 2025. Single-family permits ran at 871,000, down 2.4% from May census and HUD. Housing completions ran at 1,392,000, up 3.3% plus, or minus 14.1% from May, and up 1.5% plus, or minus 17.1% over the year. Both figures carry the asterisk census and HUD. Housing units under construction ran at 1,264,000, down 6.2% plus, or minus 3.4% over the year. That range does not include zero census and HUD. Single-family units under construction ran at 582,000, down 6.9% plus, or minus 2.9% over the year. That range does not include zero either census and HUD. Census states in the release that it may take 6 months to establish an underlying trend for total starts, and that the total quantity response rate for these estimates is 75.6% census and HUD. What the asterisk means, and why three of them are in this report. Census does not count every house. It estimates from a sample, so every estimate carries a range around it. The plus or minus figure is a 90% confidence interval, the band inside which the true number probably sits. The rule census prints in its own explanatory notes is simple. If the range does not contain zero, the change is statistically significant. If it does contain zero, it is uncertain whether there was an increase or a decrease at all. Census marks those cases with an asterisk, and the footnote says so in plain terms. Three headline figures in this report carry that asterisk. Starts against June of last year, up 3.5% plus or minus 14.3%. Single family starts against May, down 0.2% plus or minus 10.2%. Completions both against May and against last year. For all of them, census is telling you it cannot say the number moved. The 19.0% headline does clear the bar, barely, because 3.1% to 34.9% excludes zero. But clearing the bar is not the same as being precise. That band spans roughly 381,000 annualized homes, which is most of the size of the entire apartment sector's June output. Two other things in the report are worth knowing. Building permits come from a different survey with a different design. Census describes it as a non-probability sample not subject to sampling error, which is why permits carry no plus or minus at all. And Census says outright that it may take 6 months to establish an underlying trend in starts, which is a direct statement that 1 month is not a trend. There is one number in this report with a tight band and a clear signal, and it is not the headline. Housing units under construction fell 6.2% plus or minus 3.4% over the year, and single-family units under construction fell 6.9% plus or minus 2.9%. Neither range contains zero, both are pointing down, and neither was in the headline. Census reported a 19% jump and a 15.9-point margin of error in the same sentence. Only one of those made the headlines. What this means? This is not a story about housing. It is a story about how to read a government release. The confidence interval is not a footnote census buries. It is printed in the same sentence as the number, and it is the difference between a fact and an estimate. The practical habit is to look for the plus or minus and the asterisk before you look at the number. A monthly figure with a band this wide is close to useless on its own, which is exactly what Census says when it tells you a trend takes 6 months. Permits, which fell, and units under construction, which fell with a tight band, are both slower and both quieter than the headline that moved. What this is not? This is not a prediction of where housing construction, home prices, rents, or mortgage rates go next. This is not advice about whether to buy, sell, build, rent, or wait. This is not a buy or sell signal on any homebuilder, security fund, or asset. This is not a claim that the Census Bureau is measuring anything incorrectly. Census publishes the confidence interval directly beside the estimate and explains the asterisk in the release, which is the opposite of hiding it. Sources: U.S. Census Bureau and U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Monthly New Residential Construction, June 2026, CB26-119, released July 17, 2026. https://www.census.gov/construction/nrc/pdf/NewResponse202606pdf. U.S. Census Bureau, New Residential Construction Release Page. https://www.census.gov/construction/nrc/current/index.html. U.S. Census Bureau, New Residential Construction Methodology. https://www.census.gov/construction/nrc/methodology.html. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, Fred Series Housed, New Privately Owned Housing Units Started. https://fredstlewisf.org/series/housed.